So as you heard there, I'm meant to be giving a very short provocation. I think what that means is I'm meant to be provocative. I think what that means is I'm meant to provoke some reactions in you, and hopefully many different thoughts going through your head to go into the next session that you're going to have. So who really cares about what young people think about anyway? After all, we're young. Some of us don't even vote. And then when we get to 18, we're accused of voting apathy. So even when we have the opportunity there, do we? For some of us, we don't have a job, which means we don't pay taxes. We go to university, but we might land a Saturday job. And if we do, we probably won't be earning very much. So you won't be giving much tax back to the government anyway. And the money that you earn, it's probably not enough to afford to bend their ear. So why should they even bother to lend you an ear? Young people are wrapped in this bubble of naivety. We don't understand how the world works. We have no idea about the realities of life and growing up. We don't understand the political situations. We don't understand that being idealistic doesn't really work today. We don't understand or have the experience of running a big business. So why should we be listened to? Young people dress funny. If you're a business leader or a politician, you like to feel safe about who you're talking to. Maybe that means speaking with someone that you can identify with, someone who might look and talk like you, someone who might be wearing a suit, not some jeans or a t-shirt. You don't really understand that. Politicians and business leaders might only really care about listening to people who can afford to take them out on a swanky lunch, who can afford to fund their political campaigns, who can afford to invest in their business. Can young people do that? Probably not. So why should we even care? But maybe there is one issue that young people can talk about with vision and courage, determination, and above all, moral authority. And what I'm talking about, we've heard about today from both Larry and Stephen. That's about the future. And I'm not just talking about the short-term political future of 4 or 5 years, the short-term business model future of few years. I'm talking about the long-term future of 40 or 50 years from hence. How old will you be in 2050? You have every right to ask that question, not only amongst your peers, but to people like Larry and Stephen, people who run big businesses, people who are politicians. Because if there's one thing that young people know, it's about the future. How many times do we sit there and say, when I grow up, I want to be? How many times do you sit in class daydreaming about what you're going to be? Do you daydream about where you're going to be? Do you daydream about someone who you might meet, a partner you might have in life? What are you going to achieve in the future? So this is something that we can talk about, and this is something that we need to start being listened to about. So if we're going to be smart about the future, if we're going to start listening to what young people have to say, we're going to think about how we can integrate those voices together. We've heard earlier that, I think Stephen put it very well to say, it's not just about what planet are we going to leave our children, it's about what thinking what children are we going to leave our planet. But I don't think it's enough to say we're just going to train up young leaders so that in 10 or 20 years, when they are running a business, when they are CEOs, when they're sitting in boardrooms, they have all the answers. I don't think that's enough to wait that long. I think we need to, as young people, start standing up and speaking. And standing up before we're spoken to, because you know when you're young and you're told, don't speak until you're spoken to. That's out of the window now, because we're talking about our future, your future, my future. So you have the moral authority to stand up and say, what about my future? What am I going to say? And it's not just about what I'm going to do in 20 years, it's about being brought into the boardrooms. It's about being brought to the decision-making tables of governments and political leaders. We need to fundamentally rethink our attitude to thinking about what young people care about, what young people are talking about. So if we're really going to be smart, let's start now thinking about how we can work together. We had Larry talking about collaboration. That is such a crucial component of working together on this. So when we talk about the future, some people say we're in a bit of a pickle. We might be in a bit of a mess. How are we going to work together to Did we create that mess? A rhetorical question you don't need to all shout out. But someone needs to clean up, ultimately. And I don't think it's right, and I don't think it's fair for people who are in positions of power today to say, we'll train up the young leaders in 20 or 30 years, they can clean up that mess. Because if we really are in a bit of a pickle, and His Royal Highness thinks we are, so he's convened this 9-day conference to talk about how we're going to start tackling that, how we're going to start cleaning up that mess. You're going to have to think about how you can stand up and have the courage, how you can stand up and you can say what you believe in. And we heard earlier that you need to be imaginative. We are going to be Generation I. We're going to be innovative. We're going to think of the solutions. We're going to think of the solutions together. Let older generations listen to younger generations. And let younger generations stand up and say, why aren't you listening to what I care about? Why aren't you listening to what I'm thinking about? How about we all get together and listen to what I have to say? Because it's not just about thinking about who cares what young people think about anyway. If we're going to be smart, then I put it to you, let's all work together to care about what young people have to say.